Short is Kiki. Hi.
How about you, Bailey? How are you?
Hi, my name is Bailey, and I'm one of your bulletin reporters for today.
Great. They are actually sisters, and obviously here in the studio we could see that Bay is the older one because she is bigger and taller. And of course, Kiki is the younger one because she is a little shorter and a little smaller. But I think Kiki is growing fast too, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I saw them last couple of weeks ago. They're doing TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys post it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet?
Mm. Not allowed now.
Not allowed, yeah. Well, Mama Ning said so.
Not allowed to post anything at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what how it goes, isn't it, Tita Virgie?
Yeah. So, before we go on, Tita Virgie, we can probably give them before we introduce our guest as well. Oh, should we let our guest this greet first, or shall we do that later?
We will surprise them.
Surprise them later. Okay. So before we carry on, we are going to give you guys a really old folk song from Pilita Corrales, my all-time favorite. Ito po ay Pipit. I can't remember if we played this last week, but I don't think we did. Ayan. Hindi, may ibong kakanta-kanta.
Oo, may ibong kakanta-kanta. Yeah. Pipit is pipit. Also an ibon, but it is a small ibon.
Oh, yeah.
Pipit!
Enjoy po!
Wow, napakaganda naman talaga ng awiting iyan ni Pilita.
Yes.
Favorite ko rin siya.
Pilita Corrales. Yeah,
Pilita Corrales. Ang kagandahan niya ay magaling siya talagang kumanta. Ako, pilit na kumanta.
Pipit kang kumanta.
Pipit. Pilit.
Ayan. Alright. So, bago po natin i-introduce ang ating napaka magandang guest o gwapong guest, I should say. Ito po ang local news natin ngayong hapon na to. Public opinion differs from government overcharging Kiwis for managed isolations. This is from the One News poll shows poll, so I should say. The New Zealand government is out of step. Hold on a sec, sorry. I'm double vision kasi hindi ko pala nalagay yung ano ko. Yeah, the New Zealand government is out of step with Kiwis when it comes to charging people for managed isolations, according to an exclusive One News Colmar Brunton poll. The National Party wants everyone to make a contribution to their hotel stay. However, the government is only charging those who are in New Zealand and choose to go or are coming home for a holiday. Mm. Friday's announcement came as a shock for Kiwis living overseas, some angry and disappointed over the change. For people like Sarah Jane Taylor Ceres, who has lived in Britain for 7 years, she doesn't understand why expats coming home for a short period should have to pay. I've been working since the age of 18 and I've contributed to tax in New Zealand and here in Britain. I've sent money back to my whānau. I'm helping my daughter pay her humongous student loan. This week, the government's announced that those flying home to stay for less than 3 months will have to pay $3,100 per person to self-isolate. Mm. The same cost also applies to anyone who is in New Zealand and plans to leave for a holiday overseas or a business trip. Mm. However, in the latest One News Colmar Brunton poll, we ask whether people were supporting of having returning New Zealanders contribute towards the cost of their stay in managed isolation. The poll saw a clear distinction of support for the proposal, with three-quarters of those saying yes, they should pay, while 21% were opposed to the idea. Mm-hmm. The rest said they didn't know or refused to answer that question. Mm. However, the Prime Minister says their plans aren't out of step with the public's opinion. Mm. I would agree with the public's view that we should be charging, which is why we are. What we had to decide is who we charge, Jacinda Ardern said. National has other plans, wanting to charge all those who return from overseas, calling the decision to front the cost as a slap in the face for the taxpayers. I wouldn't call it that. We are seeking a financial contribution to quarantine. The people we've targeted are the people making a choice, mostly, for instance, a holiday reason, explained the Prime Minister. Ayan po ang ating local news, which is, there's a lot of two minds about this, but it looks like to me it should be fair
enough.
It's
the majority. I myself agree with that because us at the moment, we've already done, those who remain in New Zealand during the lockdown period, who sacrificed everything so that New Zealand could be kept as clean as it is now. We have no community transmission. There were those who were diagnosed with COVID, but they were not from us, not from here.
They're travelers
coming who brought them in. And very fortunate that it was contained. And obviously we want to maintain that. It is no mean feat for any New Zealander who contributed to the success of the lockdown, as when our Prime Minister decided on it and really supervised it until we get out of it and it's now on level one.
So therefore we cannot
be complacent to say that, it is the right of any New Zealander to come home, etc. Yes, it is your right to come home. Yes, those who are here, it's your right to go out. Mm-hmm. But it is your choice to go out or your choice to come in. Why should the rest of this community, why should the rest of the New Zealanders pay for your
choices?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one, I think.
Anyway, they still have a choice.
Yeah.
Either to come in and pay or not to come in at all. That means they are also keeping the virus out
away,
of the country.
Which is always
the consolation prize, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Tita Virge, have you got the CD for Minister of Justice?
Yes.
No, it's not today, is it? I don't think there is one today.
We will have a look.
All right, awesome. Now, according to our sequence, Sita Virge, do you want the Bulilit report or shall we go for our guest first?
And we will let the Bulilit go, so he can be accustomed to what we are doing here.
Ah, okay, awesome.
I'm lining him up.
Okay, so that's good. So, right, so we now have our Bulili report. The first Bulili report is from our Bailey Olvido. Do you have the report in your phone or do you want this? Okay.
And that's a very timely report as well.
It's a bit long, but just, yeah, take your pace, babe.
Stop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. My report today is about bullying. What is bullying? It's really easy to assume everyone knows what bullying is. But often the term bullying is used to describe other aggressive behavior. This can make it hard for schools, parents, and family, and the wider community to constantly identify and deal with bullying when it happens. Most widely accepted definitions of bullying are based on four elements, whether bullying is physical, verbal, or social. Bullying is deliberate, harming another person intentionally. Bullying involves a misuse of power in a relationship. Bullying is usually not a one-off. It is repeated or has the potential to be repeated over time. Bullying involves behavior that can cause harm. It is not a normal part of growing up. Bullying can happen anywhere, in person or online, cyberbullying, at any time, and can be obvious or hidden. Kids who bully use their power, such as physical strength, knowing something embarrassing or popularity, to control or harm others. Bullying is when one student or a group of students keep picking on other students again and again to make them feel bad. They say or do things to upset them, make fun of them, stop them from joining in, or keep hitting or punching them. Where does bullying happen? Bullying can happen in person or online, where it is known as cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
Physical, verbal, and social bullying can happen in person. Verbal and social can happen online, as can threats of physical bullying. Children who are bullied online are often also bullied in person. Bullying can be easy to see in front of others, overt or hidden, covert, and hard for those not directly involved to see. Cyberbullying is often hidden as it occurs on devices, websites, and apps that adults don't know about or don't access. It is also easy to remain anonymous. As young people increasingly use digital technology, the boundaries between the physical and online environment can become more blurred, so it's important to look at other situations as well, and to take all reports of bullying seriously. Remember, bullying can sometimes happen between friends. Friendship, loyalty, and the confusion of an on-off friendship can make some children and young people reluctant to seek help. Please find more information about bullying on www.bullyingfree.nz.
Nice.
Oh.
Yes.
And now we will have the online bullying done by Kiki.
Kiki May.
Further to Bailey's report. My report is about how to stop online bullying. This is an article from netsafe.org.nz. What is online bullying? Online bullying, also known as cyberbullying, is when a person uses digital technology to send, post, or publish content with the intention to harm another person or a group. This behavior is often aggressive, is repeated, and involves some kind of power imbalance between the people involved online. Online bullying can take many forms, like name calling, repeated unwanted messages, spreading rumors or lies, fake accounts used to harass people, and excluding people from social activities, embarrassing pictures, videos, websites, or fake profiles. Options for dealing with online bullying. There are a few things you can do yourself which may help you deal with online bullying.
social media. Most social networking sites allow you to report content, block and unfriend people. If you're not sure how, visit the safety centers of the social media platforms for guidance. You can also disable comments on posts and videos on Instagram and YouTube. Mobile. You may want to block phone numbers that are sending bullying or abusive messages. You can find instructions on how to block numbers by searching online. Use the word how to block numbers and the mobile of your phone. For example, search how to block phone numbers on Samsung Galaxy S7. Your service provided may also be able to help you. Students, we recommended you talk to your parents, teachers, or another adult you trust. You can also contact NetSafe for free advice. We help people dealing with online bullying every day, so there's no need to feel nervous about letting us know what's going on. How NetSafe can help? NetSafe is not an enforcement agency, but have a high success in rate in resolving problems. Mm-hmm. As NetSafe are an impartial service, the focus is on resolving the issue and not on behalf of anyone involved. If you're concerned about the immediate safety of you or someone else, please call 111. NetSafe helpline is open 7 days a week. Text NetSafe to 4282, email help@netsafe.org.nz, and call toll-free on 0508-NETSAFE, 0508-638-723, or online report at netsafe.org.nz. Report.
That's it. Oh, awesome. Fantastic. Yes.
Nice report.
Now.
Well done, kids.
Very well done. But let us see. Can you at least examine yourself and think very well if you had been subjected to bullying, whether it is physical or online?
Have you experienced that yourself, kids? Like people, your classmates at school's not nice with you, so you know, and teasing you. Yeah.
Oh, Kiki did.
No,
not yet.
Really?
But Kiki
you're a bit
has?
Bigger, but Kiki did. Please tell us about it, Kiki. What is an example?
Example.
Somebody mocked me about my height.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's
not. You will grow tall, and then they can see.
Yeah.
Wait, does teasing count?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yes, then.
Yeah. So, what did they say?
So I was at school, and then this guy, he just came up to me and said, "Oh, look at your tummy; it's so fat."
Really? Oh, that's not good.
That's good. Not good at all. But next time, whoever is that one, tell him or her, "Hey, my parents spent too much money to make my tummy that big." Yeah. So, isn't it? Then, and don't do it anymore to me, because I will tell our teacher. Something like it. Was he your classmate or just someone else?
No, I was a junior.
A junior?
Junior, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully only teasing and did not do it again or...
No.
Only once. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Hopefully he's just joking only. And hopefully too, the moment he saw you and he talked to you that way, he knew that he cannot do it anytime because you will give him a good punch.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes over if the tease is you but it doesn't hurt your feelings or you tease back, then sometimes it's very
very thin.
Yeah, thin line, isn't it?
Thin line.
Yeah. Really. So even us adults get bullied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in the workplace.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I myself experienced that before.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I am only short and small, and the one who did it to me is big and tall and fat. I knew he was joking, but it went overboard.
Yeah, yeah.
By teasing me and also saying that this is Filipina.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
not only
racist.
Bullying to me as a person, but to me as as another race. As an ethnic another race, group that, also. Yeah. So all combined, including me as a woman. So I let him have it.
Yeah.
From then on, he didn't do it to me.
Yeah.
And we became friends because he needed my justice of the peace service, and he was he was ashamed to ask me. But I noticed, and somebody told me, oh, he needs your help, but he can't approach you because he bullied you before. I said, tell him to come and see me, and I will give it to him. Yeah. Yeah. From then on, he even gave me a big box of chocolate. so I benefited from it.
Yeah, sometimes that is always the result, isn't it? If you stand up for yourself, sometimes it does good than harm sometimes. Mm. It's okay. I haven't really experienced myself being bullied.
Mm. Yeah, what about you, Janelle?
Yeah, sometimes you don't know that you're in the bullying situation.
Correct.
Unless you think after the incident.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I've experienced it myself. At first, like, I don't know how to handle it.
Mm. Yeah.
I just thought that it was normal, like, especially in a workplace.
Correct. Mm.
But then after thinking about it, I thought, oh, that's not normal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I stand up for myself now. Mm. So now, it's one of my advocacies as well, like, helping, like, you know, if someone needs help, like, mm. I always tell them that you can come to me for advice, or we have proper channels to address it to, and it can happen anywhere, like school, workplace, even just like around the streets,
even in church, it could happen, anywhere.
In because social media, especially, OMG. especially on Facebook, you just read a lot of comments and it goes, you just scream.
Now tell me, little ones, did you ever think or remember an incident where Tita Verge bullied you in any form?
No.
All right, you have get chocolates next week. that reconfirmed to myself that I am good. Okay.
Awesome.
Dadako na po tayo sa ating pinaka-special na bisita. Actually, matagal na po naming pinananabikan na makarating siya dito. Pero yung unang-unang linggo, hindi ko napilit. Nahihiya.
Hiya pa.
Oo. The reason why I got hold of this special guest of ours is because our co-broadcaster, our nurse Monina, was the one who forwarded it to me. The photograph of our prime minister in Facebook that was posted, and our guest, was the one who painted it and gave it to our prime minister. The moment I saw it, I looked at it and, oh, wow. And then when I read it, even bigger, wow, he is my compatriot. He is a Bicolano. He has to come to radio. And unfortunately tonight, Monina cannot come, but she was looking forward to it as well, to meet you in person.
Okay.
And I told her that I am going to have a portrait done by you. And she said, I'm thinking of that too. So you have got 2 customers already.
Yeah. This is why I like coming here, kasi nakamit ako ng mga iba-ibang tao, and of course, yung mga kapwa Filipino na sobrang talented.
Yes. Oo, totoo yan.
And then it will give you connection to other types of,
anything.
Talents and skills.
Anything that we have or we can share with, we do. Mm-hmm. We always do. For your information, as I mentioned to you earlier, Manang Trini is our choreographer not only on traditional folk dances, but on modern dances, and now even Zumba.
Wow.
She is a registered Zumba instructor, and with Samu Tsari, she is doing unselfishly, three times a week now, doing an hour each Zumba. All they need to do is put a $2 coin so we could pay the venue. because we hire the venue. Mm-hmm. And she prepares every day different from the last time. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she gets all those steps, but I could never catch up. How I always forget because it's another one again.
Yeah, I always ask, how do you memorize
the sequence
between 14 to 17 songs, Trini?
Yeah, I went to one gym. I tried Zumba.
Yeah.
I stopped going because they have the same choreography, same song every 2 weeks.
Every time.
Yeah.
And that's why I can't stand that.
Yeah.
Like the same old. Mm. But I tried to make it not too much of a change, but I always try to put every class there has to be at least two new ones, two new songs, and then get rid of the old ones. And
so Chanel, now that you live in Newlyn, very close to Teata to South, you can attend to that one. And that's in the evening of Wednesdays.
Tuesdays
from 6 to... Yeah, it will definitely benefit. You can bring Tim, you can bring your mom if they are free.
I don't know what time you get to work. Oh, you know, arrive home though. That's a bit traffic, isn't it? Challenge?
Yeah, I arrive home like around 5:30.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, you can rest a little bit and then run to
if I have more energy.
Yes, it's always the case, isn't it?
Me, I really wanted to go, but unfortunately, I cannot raise my right hand yet, and I'm a little bit hard-headed. I am supposed to do exercises at home. Wow. I make it believe that I am doing it at home, but when it's painful, I stop. That is why I cannot go to Zumba, because there's no point you just doing your leg or your one hand behind you. You won't enjoy it. So, but I will come to that. Promise, Manang Trini.
Yes. Kita marinig nyo pa lang yung music, mapapasayaw na agad kayo.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. So now,
do you do Zumba?
Papasubo siguro.
Walang time kasi galing sa trabaho, tapos magsusundo pa, stay ng konting oras, magsusundo naman sa asawa.
Correct. Oh. Yeah. Anyway, introduce yourself.
Now, introduce yourself now. Oh, wait. Our very special guest today, as I mentioned earlier, is no other than Rudolph Manulis. He is a Bicolano. He has been here for only a short while, but I heard of him not first time from Munina because of the photograph of our dear Prime Minister, but I heard of him through the Bicolanos as he has been designing our T-shirts 2 consecutive years already. I think 3 years already. This is the third.
Since 2018. T-shirt and hoodies.
But do you print them yourself too or not really? You just
in
design.
My company na pinapasukan ko, doon ko pinapapasukan.
Awesome. Awesome.
And I have all those. Even if I am not here, even if I did not attend the Peña Francia here because I am in Bicol, I still get those T-shirts.
And
hoodies because they're very good.
Naisipan ko lang yan kasi from Philippines sa atin, nasa Naga ako, nasa Bicol ako, every time na magkakaroon ng piyesta, Peña Francia, mayroon akong shop. Akong gumagawa ng mga design.
Oh, so this is actually your job in
the Philippines.
Yep. And then, one day, naisip ko na ano kaya kung gawin ko rin dito kasi narinig ko there's a Peña Francia here. Mm-hmm. So, yun nga, nag-decide ako. Sabi ko, gawa ako ng design and then try ko. Mm-hmm. And then yun, nakunta ko si Kuya Bong Albao. May mga nakontak din ako. Mm-hmm. Tapos yun, nagsimula na dun. After another year, gumawa ulit ako.
So now that you tell us more about yourself, Rodolph.
Actually dumating ako rito 2016.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 2016.
4 years ago.
Yep. And then,
already with your family or on your own?
No, along with my wife first. Mm-hmm. And then after 1 year, kinuha ko yung bunso namin, dalawa yung anak ko. Mm-hmm. Yung panganay ko nasa Naga pa ngayon, Ateneo de Naga, 5th year siya.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So ang bunso ko is nasa year 13 ngayon sa Selwyn.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yun nga. Tapos nung pagdating ko dito, yung misis ko yung nag-schooling. Sabi ko sa kanya, sabi ko, ako ang magka-apply kasi ano naman ako kumbaga meron tayong background ng trabaho ko ever since. Uh-oh. Talagang nakaano yun, mula pag-graduate ko hanggang...
So you came in here as what?
Work visa.
Work visa. Work to residence or just work visa?
Work visa. Kasi yung wife ko, siya yung nag-ano ng level 8.
Okay.
So may privilege ako na makapag-work. So sabi
20
ko,
hours...
Oh, yung missis ko 20 hours.
20 hours sa kanya.
Sa iyo, full time.
Very as good. As a partner. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, ang missis mo ang naunang nag-apply, in that case, as a student?
Yep.
Okay, go. Mm-hmm. Tapos then, ikaw partner, of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then, after, actually, nauna siya sa akin, after 3 months yata yun, sumunod ako kasi need kong i-settle yung business ko sa atin, sa Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. So, kailangan ko siyang i-close kasi yung mga
BIR. Mabayaran, o sa BIR, etc.
Kailangan kong i-close yun, etc. So, otherwise, ako ngayon ang
maapektuhan.
Sabi ko, mauna ka na, and then susunod ako. Sabi ko, yun nga, pagka ayos ko nun, nakahuling Peña Francia pa ako sa atin, October yun, nung pumunta ko rito. So, pagdating ko dito, after 1 week lang, nakakuha na ako ng trabaho.
Galing.
Awesome. And then, until now, yun pa rin yung company.
Oh, for 4 years ka na din dyan?
Yeah.
So, it's a printing graphics design place? Or
actually, nag-start ako sa screen printing kasi yun naman talaga yung background sa atin.
Yun naman talaga profession mo.
Tapos, and then, after 1.5 years, ang boss ko, inilagay niya ako sa, sabi niya sa akin, ano kaya Rudolph, you handle the graphic digital department. That time, ilang tao doon ang humahawak. And then, sa tingin ko, sabi ko, okay, kaya ko naman. Mm-hmm. So, binitawan ko yung screen printing, pinamanage niya yung digital printing sa akin. So, ngayon, until now, ako nang nagmamanage ng digital printing.
Galing.
So, digital printing is actually like...
yung mga makina na talaga, na mga...
mga transfer.
Mga
4-color.
Transfer. Okay, transfer. Yep. So you design it first and then you transfer that print into a t-shirt, right?
Actually, yung mga kliyente, they have their own
design. They have design their own designs already. Anyway. Ah, okay.
Sometimes, papagawa rin.
So, between screen print and digital printing, which one is a good print?
Quality, when it comes to quality,
screen print.
We will always go for the screen printing.
Yeah.
Screen printing like this. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ito, tingnan mo, Viva la Virgen. Oo.
Kuha ko pa ito sa atin.
Sa Bicol pa yan.
Yeah. But that is
screen printing.
Yeah.
Screen
so, printing. But screen printing is more expensive though, isn't it?
Hindi naman. Depende sa quantity.
So what is sort of the quantity that we require on screen print?
Something like 1,000 more
Twelve.
Kaya mga t-shirt natin, pwede natin pagawa sa kanya.
Correct. Yes, tita.
Merong mga company na hindi rin tumatanggap ng ganyan kasi nga matrabaho.
Correct, so,
saka so, syempre medyo mahal pag pagkakaunti.
Talagang mahal. Pero once na lumagpas yan ng more than 2,000, pales na ng pales.
Kasi I was talking to another person na Kiwi talaga ba? Sabi ko, do you do screen printing? He goes, yeah, that's our business. Sabi ko, how about around about 20? Sabi niya, no, we don't take 20.
Yeah.
100 plus.
100, yeah.
Pero meron, pwede naman. Well,
meron naman mga tumatanggap. Pero ngayon, pagka konti lang yung quantity niya, is dinadaan na yun sa digital.
Okay.
Yeah, digital true, print true. Kasi ipiprint mo lang yung yung correct. Sa paper and then ikakat transfer na sa transfer. T-shirt or any garment na kailangan mong pagawa either cap, hoodies, t-shirt or what.
So, but I always find screen print would last more durable than the digital.
Screen printing is more durable than digital.
But mind you, because our we need more t-shirts anyway, Tito.
Yung TMP, actually, hindi ako nakabili noon, naubusan ako dahil pinagawa mo sa Pilipinas.
Si Lisa.
Si Lisa nagpagawa
noon. Lisa nagpagawa, 25 pieces tapos binigay yun sa mga dancers pero nawawala na yung iba hindi ko rin alam but we need more of those t-shirts.
Last pa print ulit tayo.
Last ko na nagkaroon ako ng project kay Ate Lucci kahit kay Angel na ginagamit nila sa Australia. Marami, marami sila. Tapos yun na yung last ko. Tapos hanggang sa before naman ng lockdown, meron naman akong nakuhang project. And then nung mag-lockdown, yun na.
So, do you take like projects or do you put that through the company?
No.
You do it yourself.
Sarili. Yep.
Oh, awesome. Yep. So, I mean, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, yung mga personal connections mo, magpapagawa ng t-shirt, you don't really have to go through the company, do you?
No, actually, I need to ask my boss first if I can do like this, and then my boss give the price for me, different from the
Okay.
So, I have a small amount
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm meaning because I thought you have your equipment at home that you do it at home.
Yung mas mabuti-buti siguro yung screen at malit-lit na so, ano lang.
Pwede po yun na magkaroon ka ng business.
No, kasi it's at conflict sa business mo.
Yeah. At saka hindi lang yun. Yung sa bahay mo din, yung amoy ng pintura, etc. ay may mga bata.
And of course, it's, you know, may mga health and safety legalities, mga ganyan tayo dito na hindi po pwede mga ganyan, which is good, yeah.
Sa bahay naman, nakakapag-paint ako ngayon, ito mga
kasi
wala namang...
Wala, that one is different.
Yun lang ang ano
ko. Acrylic yung ginagamit mo.
Acrylic po. Yung ginawa ko kay Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, acrylic din ang ginawa ko.
So, gaano kalaki yun? Talagang
24 by 36.
Malaki yun.
So talagang life size ay.
Well, not quite.
Ganyan po, chatak ganyan. Malaki. So yun nga, come up ako dun sa naisip ko na I think sabi ko, oh, we have a lockdown today for about month. And then sabi ko, I don't want to see myself na mag-upo lang, kain.
Yes, kain.
Phone or what computer. Sabi ko, I need to do something. So,
productive.
maging productive. So, nag-start ako maggawa ng design. Normal naman sa akin, lagi ako nagdi-design. Hindi ako natigil sa bahay pag talagang kalikot ako ng kalikot. Gitara minsan. Tapos yung mag-design ako, sabi ko, gagawa ako ng isang painting na napapanahon. So, naggawa ako ng layout, tapos nagkuha ako ng image ni Prime Minister. So, nakita ko, ito na, sabi ko. And then, nung magawa ko na, pina-trace ko sa misis ko. Tapos, nung matrace niya, pina-start ko sa anak ko, sabi ko, para may contribution tayo.
Yes. So family affair pala yun.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah, tapos yun, nag-start yung anak ko, tapos yun, sabi ko, sige, ako na. Every week, siguro ko, one port hanggang sa...
Nice, hanggang matapos.
Malaki yun eh.
Malaki.
Hindi lang sa malaki kasi mahirap. Each color, kailangan mong i-tape up ang mga outside niya para makulayan mo yung... So, yun nga, one of my mga nag-comment sa Facebook kasi sumali ako sa Jacinda Ardern supporters na ang purpose ko, ipopost ko talaga yun. So, and then, yung magawa ko nga yun, talagang nung pinost ko yun, grabe yung nag-comment. Appreciation, grabe na parang, oh my God.
Ay, kasi talagang trabahong grabe yung ginawa mo.
Tapos, is that before you give it to her? Or yung post mo? Or?
Oh, actually, I did it third times. First time, nung magawa ko siya. Tapos pinost ko sa Facebook at Jacinda Ardern supporters group. Tapos first time, and then nandun yung process ng paggawa ko from lockdown a week. Week one, week two, three, hanggang until and then nung grab yung comment dun talagang yung kiwi yung mga pag na-comment sila yung appreciation grabe talaga yung parang wow like bayad na ako bayad na yung
correct trabaho. Yes,
sobrang hard work
ang feeling mo
tapos yun nga nung mag ano naman ako sabi ko kailangan ko maipadala to
ibigay na sa kanya.
Actually, ang daming nagtatanong sa akin kung magkano, may nagpresyo na sa akin, starting 1.8. Sabi ko, malaki to. Sabi ko, kaya lang, after that, sabi ko, magamit ko tong pera, tapos na. Yung parang wala na, hindi ko na pag-aari yun. Hindi pwede. Sabi ko, pera lang yan, magkakuha natin yan anytime, basta trabahuin lang. So, yun nga, nag-decide ako na I need to
make contact.
Look for a contact email to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, because I know she's having a Facebook account and then Instagram. So I send her message, but unfortunately, you know, the Prime Minister is not only doing
too busy.
Yeah, too busy.
At saka siguro hindi na appreciate ng whoever received it, hindi niya finorward agad. Kasi kung finorward niya agad, yun, I'm sure. Magugustuhan niya 'yun.
And then I try sabi ko, hanggang sa may nag-respond sa akin, isa sa staff ni Jacinda Ardern. And then sabi, maraming salamat, ganito, ang ganda ng ano mo. Actually, I am worried na hindi niya makita kasi as of now, a lot of
focus sa pandemic.
Mga fans din ni Jacinda Ardern na nagpapadala ng iba-ibang paintings na pero anya itong gawa mo, grabe na iiba. So, hopefully makita niya to. And then, pero na, kahit na paano, sabi ko, okay. Hindi ko pa yun, ano, sinend ko pa lang yun sa email. So, hanggang sa, sige pa, nag-ano pa ako, itry ko pa na i-contact yung Mr. ni Jacinda Ardern. Pero hindi ko muna ginawa yun. Hanggang sa, gusto ko pa yung iba pang tao na
makakita.
So, hanggang sa one day, pumunta sa akin yung landlord ko, na kumusta, kasi halos ako na nagmamanit ng compound doon kasi ako na yung pioneer dyan sa compound namin. So, pinakita ko yun. So, wow! Grabe! Hanggang sa, kailangan andyan makita to ni ano, kasi ano, ganito. So, and then, hey Rudolf, ano ang plano mo sa ganyan? Sabi ko, my plan is, sabi ko, gusto ko siyang personally
ibigay sa kanya.
Ibigay kay Jacinda Ardern. Pero kung wala, either sabi ko, in post, sabi ko, kaya ko talagang i-dedicate ko talaga itong painting na to para, dinedicate ko itong painting to para sa kanya. So, after that, sabi niya, bibigyan kita ng ano ni, kasi si Simon O'Connor is one of her friend. So, ibigay ko sa iyo yung ano, yung
telepono niya.
Tapos, ibibigyan niya sa iyo yung email address na talagang
makakarating kayo.
Personal secretary talaga ni Prime Minister. So, yun nga, yung binigay sa akin ang email, instant. Hindi naman instant kasi may automatic reply. So,
may auto-reply.
After one day, naka-receive ka agad ako ng ano.
Na-reply.
And then sabi ko, uy, ito na siguro. Hanggang sa binigay sa akin yung address.
Really?
Wow, sa Wellington. Prime Minister Office. And then sabi ko, wow. So, kailangan ko nang
ibalot
to. Yung binabalot ko siya parang, sayo ko sana, mapunta ka talaga doon sa pupunta. Hanggang sa, pinicturean ko yun, second time. Yung pag-picture ko ng pag-travel niya, yun ang second time na pinost ko naman sa Facebook. Again, ang dami na naman. Tapos, after that, one day lang, nag-email sa akin, na-receive na nila.
Pinadala mo lang, hindi ka pumunta personal?
Hindi, willing to, Tita Verge.
Pwede naman eh. Kung ako, impulsive ako, kung ako talagang may chance ako na ibibigay, talagang gagawin ko.
Maging stalker ka na.
Hindi, kung namang sinabi naman pwede mong ipadala, pwede mong...
Kaya lang, yung araw-araw may trabaho.
Tapos ano sabi? Tapos na nakuha na.
And then, nung sinabi sa akin na nakuha na, wow, grabe, sabi ko, yes, talagang tuwan-tuwa ako. Kasi parang hindi ko ma-imagine kung paano kaya ang look ni Prime Minister pag binuksan o pag nakita to. Sabi ko, at the moment, sabi ko, isa na ako sa pinakamasayang tao, sabi ko, sa buong mundo siguro ko na. Kasi ang daming humahanga kay Prime Minister. So, yun nga, sabi ko sa kanya. And then, sabi ko, I have only one request, sabi ko, can you ask please the Prime Minister to take a photo along with my paintings so that I can show it also to my mom in Philippines because as a Filipino,
you must be and then, so proud.
Not only my mother, my family and my friends in the Philippines, even
and here,
in Philippines,
the whole world, the whole Philippines.
Actually, hindi ako na-reply noon. So, mga after 3 days yata, nag-reply, kasama na yung picture.
Yeah, ah, that's galing.
Oh, kinilabutan ako nung makita ko hawak-hawak.
Hawak-hawak niya.
Oh, oh. Oh my God, ito na yung picture na naanyan lang, nakikita ko araw-araw. Oh, ayun na, sabi ko. Yun na yung third time nang pinost ko. Nung pag-post ko noon, siguro ko mga isang araw, dalawang araw, 1,000K na yata yung nag-like na kiwi. Ang daming nag-share.
Ang daming nag-share.
Ang daming nag-share.
Hindi ko pa nakita yan, ah.
Ang daming nag-share.
I-forward ko sa'yo.
Paki-forward din po sa
lahat.
Sa atin, sa Philippines, ang dami nag-share talaga. Kahit nga sa yung teacher ko sa UE, sa UE Caloocan, talagang. So, yun nga, sabi ko, wow, nakakaano naman. Sabi ko, hindi ako nag-regret na ginigay ko talaga. Kaysa sa ibenta ko.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
May isang ang nag-komento na professor dito sa...
Sa Ilam sa Auckland University.
Maybe, and then sabi niya sa akin, I'm teaching for about 40 years in fine arts, and then ito lang ang first time kumakita ng ganitong artwork. Sabi ko, grabe naman. Yung comment nala talaga, grabe.
Baka may offer ka pa na na magiging lecturer or magiging teacher,
magturo. May nag sa akin na, hindi naman sa akin, actually doon mismo sa comment na dapat niya gawin na tong yung stamp, New Zealand stamp.
Gagawin niyan. New Zealand post.
You never know.
Gagawin niyan. Gusto ko niya magkaroon niyan sa jacket, sa t-shirt. Dapat gamitin niyan sa campaign.
Actually,
shirt. Actually, nung magsabi po noon sa akin, Tita Virgil, na gawin sa campaign shirt, naalala ko yung ginawa ko kay Robredo. First time na mag-run ni Lenny Robredo ng congresswoman, ako ang nakakuha niyan. Ako ang nag-print ng campaign shirt niya. Kasi kapit-bahay ko lang yan. Hindi naman magkalayo.
Actually, pwede kang humingi ng permiso sa kanya na kung pwede kang magpagawa ng mga jackets or whatever at itinda mo.
Hindi pa ako nag-isip ng ganyan. Kaya lang, sabi.
Habang-habang, kasi malakas talaga eh. Ay, kagabi, nandun ako sa launch niya sa Mangaparoa. Wala siya. Dapat kanina nandun ako. 9 o'clock. Kaso si Monina may sakit. Ay di, pwede naman akong pumuntang mag-isa. Pero sa isip ko, kung pupunta ako mag-isa, unfair naman kay Monina. Siya ang candidate. Ako ang pupunta. Baka mamaya sabihin, magkandidata ka na rin.
Wawa naman si
Monina. Anyway, kahit ask permission na maraming nag-request image to be put on a t-shirt so they can wear it as your supporter. Can I please, have a permission to do so?
Yeah.
And you just tell them that what they are just going to cover my costs for printing it and the t-shirt. That's all. You're not making a profit on it.
Sabi mo you will sell it according to how any other t-shirt here is sold. Ganun. And pwede ka namang mag-donate ng kung talaga ang daming pwede ka namang mag-donate. Say, ako nga, halimbawa, yung si Jenny Salesa, someone. Na gusto nung pag, di ba, nung event natin, gusto ko siya, saka pati ang niya, ang very warm siya. Nag-donate ako ng, alright. Hindi ko paparinig kasi. Pero, ibig ko sabihin, pwede naman eh, kasi mayroong mga supporters na pwedeng mag-donate. Kahit sino, pwede. Kahit na piso lang
yung donate mo. But that is your way of donating towards the campaign or the labor campaign. Because that is really a kind of way na kung maraming magsusuot ng t-shirt na yun, of course, it's telling that, you are a supporter.
Exactly. You can course it through that, di ba nag-member ka dun sa supporters?
Member ka sa supporter ni Jacinda.
Pwede mong idaan dun. Pero hindi, kung meron ka ng contact sa kanya, dumiretso ka na, humingi ka na ng permiso.
Okay, yun.
Sabihin mo na lang na I got so much request to get that printed on a t-shirt so they can wear it. That specific image ba na ginawa mo. And I'm sure she will be more than
happy. And ang iba pa niyan, pag nakita ang t-shirt lang, magtatanong na yan. Ay kung magkano kung kung hoodie. Ay kasi lalo na pag nanalo yan. Ay di sasabing, araw-araw, baka ang pabilis na ng pabilis, padami humingi sa'yo. It's no, there is no harm, and it is not prohibited. Dahil ikaw naman may in the first place, out of the goodness of your heart, ginawa mo yan. Firstly, you documented how the lockdown went through her leadership, and you contributed your time and effort and money. You devoted your personal conviction that we will not just sit down and eat and sit down and get fat and so. You did something very, very productive, and ang ganda pa ng resulta. Yeah. So I'm sure papayag yan.
Yeah. And papayag yun. It's a little bit tricky kasi binigay mo na yan ba sa kanya, and of course the ownership now belongs to her.
Ownership na sa kanya na, kaya hihingi ka ng permiso.
But
sinabi niyang okay,
I'm sure she'll be happy with that. I'm sure she'll be happy with that. Because you have extended not just to her, the support is now extended to a lot of people also.
Mm-hmm. You know? Actually, until now, there are some maybe 3 or 5 person asking me if I can still
do another one for them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I said, if I recopy this, then
it's not original anymore. But if you put it on a T-shirt, it's a different.
Different thing. They can wear it. They can wear it anywhere, anytime.
Don't copy on another painting. Just
ang iba pa niyan siguro bibili ng more than one, because pag nilaman na isa, magkakasunod na event. Ako lang kay Monina, dalawang T-shirt ko kasi.
Sure buyer din ako.
Yes, exactly. But if any one of our listeners right now, Rodolphe, that want to have some projects like T-shirt printing, they want to get connected to you. Can they call you?
Yeah, anytime.
Can you? Do you mind giving your phone number to our listeners?
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay. So, how can they contact you?
How can they contact you?
Even through my Facebook.
So, what is your Facebook account name?
Just only my name, Rodolphe Manolis.
Manolis. Okay.
Ano yung address mo sa
email address?
No. Sa Facebook. Just Rodolphe Manolis and makikita na yun. Papasok na yun. Okay.
How do you spell your Rodolphe?
The right hand of Santa Claus?
Yeah.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay. So Rodolphe the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Manolis.
But how about your... Do you mind giving your phone number now or not?
Yeah.
What's your number?
My number is 022-655-6154.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because it's nice to connect with our own Filipino community ba na because you know how you work and the quality of work and that kind of thing, and you personally manages that anyways.
But
Thank you so much.
I'm still thinking about accepting some other project right now because I am still waiting my visa. Because I'm already, my visa is already expired.
Almost. As a work visa.
I'm already extended until September 25.
Okay.
Tapos ang election noon. Panalo na siya noon.
That's okay. Still, at the end of the day, you're still working, right?
Sorry?
You are still at work.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So you're still
extended
legally working.
Again. Nag-apply ka na ba ng...
Yep. I-apply ko na po yun last April.
Okay. Yep. Ano, work to residence na ito?
Nah.
Hindi, ano pa lang? Ano? Yung three-year visa?
Yeah,
three-year. Three-year visa.
It depends po kung ilan yung ibibigay ng immigration.
I see. Okay, Sa ngayon, how many years yung binigay sa iyo? 1 year lang?
Actually, ngayon, yung first time na binigay sa akin, 3 years. Mm-hmm. So, ngayon, nag-end na siya nung June.
Lockdown?
So, exactly. Uh-oh. Pero April, nag-apply ako. And then...
In-extend ng up to September?
Yep.
6 months yun.
Automatic extended yung mga...
Yeah, mga applicants. Correct. So,
kaya yun. Mm-hmm. Pero nung mag-apply ako, hiningan ako ng another supporting document from my company sa galing sa boss ko. So, binigay naman ng boss ko. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, inaantay ko na lang yung reply ko.
Palagay ko bibigyan ka ng another 3 years.
Sana ako.
Oo, kasi ako yung pamangkin ko. Ako lang nag-sponsor sa kanya. Nakakuha ko. Nadala ko lahat dito nung... Wow. Si Rupert ba?
Yeah.
Oo. Siya ang una kong in-applyan na after... Nag-aral din siya, level 8 kapareho sa wife mo. Yun, visang yun ako ang nag-apply nun para sa kanya. And then, nakunan ko siya ng 1 year para work visa na sa kanya na. And then after that, nakunan ko siya ng 3 years. And after that, nung makuha niya ng 3 years, in-apply ko na lang ang asawa niya, which is ang tunay kong pamangkin, plus 3 anak.
Wow.
Andito na lahat. Kaya lang yung panganay, nag-university na. Ah, malapit na pala matapos.
Yes.
Doon na nag-aral. Ayan, so, napasarap po ang kwentuhan namin ng ating napaka-espesyal na bisita. Special talaga pong
special.
Oo, imagine that na binigyan niya ng kanyang buong puso't kaluluwa ang ating Prime Minister, pinakamamahal na Prime Minister, ng halos exact replika niya, ano?
Yes.
Oh, na kinopya mo sa retrato niya eh.
That's right.
Na
just like that?
Yes, oh, exactly. Tita Verge got one today as well, which is really, really nice. Justingan
mo, ha? I am not expecting anything. Pilit ko lang na mag-guest yan because I want everyone to know what he did.
Yes, yun. Correct.
Ayun, ito, prenemyuhan niya ako. Okay. Salamat po, Panginoon. At syempre, salamat sa iyo, Rudolf.
Yes. Salamat talaga.
Ayan, malapit na po matapos ang isang oras namin pakikipagniig sa inyong lahat. Kaya't kami po'y walang sawang nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawa ring pagsubaybay dito sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio. Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Magandang gabi po.
Yes, and ito po si Manang Trini. Pasensya na po kayo, napasarap nga na naman talaga ang ating kwentuhan dito sa istasyon. So next week po, may mga guest na naman ulit tayo, which is quite good. So just for your information po, yung regular program po natin ay minsan, you know, wala na yung mga news natin. So you can still find our news through the websites, of course. And ayan, salamat Rudolf for coming here. And of course, sa inyong lahat, sa palagi niyong pagsubaybay sa atin. Hello to Susan Shadwick at Ate Lolit. Thank you very much. And hello to my Zumba ladies. I'll see you tomorrow night. Ayan. Hi, Ate Chanel.
Hello. Yeah, thank you. Thank you ulit po sa pag-invite sa akin dito. Hopefully, every week na din. thank you, Kuya Rudolf, for being here tonight. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed your the broadcast today. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I just want to say hi to them and my mom who are just in the lobby waiting for me.
Yes, poor Tim.
And like what I said to you, Chanel, like it or not, you are hooked.
Once na makilala mo si Tita Virgie, talaga sama-sama ka na.
Yan na yan. Yes, how about you? How about you, Bailey? Do you want to say goodbye?
Bailey, come on, darling.
Free or close?
Close.
Closing.
Mm. Thank you for listening to 104.6 FM. And I'll see you next month.
Yes.
Or
how about you?
During the middle of the month, right? I'll ask you that. Come on, darling.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast, and I'll see you next month.
Yes. How about you, Rudolf?
Oh, maraming salamat sa pag-invite nyo sa akin dito sa Planet FM. Napaka-wow. Parang nasa Pilipinas. Look like I'm in Philippines.
Yes, you are. In the Philippines, in New Zealand. Ayan.
Salamat kay Ate Trini, kay Tita Virgie, kay Chanel, and then these two kids.
Yes.
And then hopefully...
Babalik ka rito.
Babalik.
Oh, yes, okay. Babalik ka rin.
I-update ko kami tungkol sa iyong project.
Yes,
and we wish every luck na sana bigyan ka ng permiso para kami makapakinabang din. Bibili kami.
We need such talent here in the Philippines.
Yes, definitely.
Philippines and New Zealand. We need, marami tayo sa Philippines na mga talented people. So we need you here in New Zealand.
And for sure, I will help you sell.
Wow. Yeah.
Magaling ako dyan.
Yeah. Madami tayong projects.
Madami
tayong
projects.
Yes.
Yeah. Every weekend lumalabas kami. Yes. Diba, Chanel? Si Manang Trini, kasali yan.
Yes, maraming salamat po. And I will see you on first Sunday of September. Tita Verge, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Yun eh, sabi ni Manang Trini. Eh, minsan isang araw yan, ihilahin ko yan. By phone.
We'll see. Ayan.
And Bailey and Kiki.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Magandang gabi pong muli sa inyong lahat. Mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes. Bye for now.
At magandang stomach.